Talking now about billing, though, and this is something that John has been talking about on this program, and we received, first of all, an SMS from Glenn, which sparked a lot of response from residents in the city of Ekurhuleni. Now, you know that the city of Joburg had these problems, but now the city of Ekurhuleni has got major, major billing problems. It read, "Hi John, I live in the city of Ekurhuleni district in Albertson. To be specific, we have received enormous utility bills, almost double, if not more. And since then, the amounts of SMSs and messages that we have received at 702, it's been practically enormous." So joining us now, we will soon be speaking to the Divisional Head of Revenue Management at the City of Ekurhuleni. But I first want to speak to Denise in Boksburg. Hi Denise, I saw your SMS as well. Take us through your story.
Good afternoon. I have lived in the suburb since 1973. Ours is a very modest home. I might mention 3 bedrooms, 1.5 bathrooms, a double garage and a pool. Nothing like a family room or luxurious upgrades. Last year, my rates were 1,000 rand a month. I live next to a very run-down church building. In fact, the church took themselves from a single-story building with a flat roof to an elevated steel roof construction, which basically is an eyesore. Mm. This year, when I saw the valuation roll, I went to a company who was previously involved with Ekurhuleni Metro valuations through one of their directors, and a professional valuator came out and assessed my home.
Yeah.
The report came back that a fair market-related price would be around about 1.4 million, which I'm quite comfortable with. Mm. I put in my objection, which I did have certified, by the way. All the necessary documents went in May. And to my horror, in July, I received a rates bill double than the amount that I was previously paying, which will be valid for the next 4 years. Sure. So I've gone from 1,000 rand a month to 2,000 rand a month.
Yeah,
nobody has ever come near my home from the council. Furthermore, our suburb has approximately 570 homes. Amongst those homes are people who are well connected on WhatsApp street groups. Most of us sent in similar objections, and not one of us has had any form of reply from Ekurhuleni.
Okay, all right. Okay, Denise, let's try and get some answers for you now. Joining us is the Divisional Head of Revenue Management at the City of Ekurhuleni, Lihle Nzelo. Lihle, hi, good afternoon, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you? I'm fine on my side.
No, good stuff. Well, you heard what Denise had to say, and we've received many, many, many complaints about this. How can that happen, that you go from, say, 1,000 rand a month to 2,000 rand, that things double? What's going on?
Okay, let me first explain. The city has implemented the new valuation rule for the next 4 years, with effect from 1st of July this year. The previous valuation rule has come to an end by the 30th of June this year. The one Janice is referring to, where she says she has been paying rates of 1,000 rand. Then on the new valuation rule, which has been amended the 1st of July this year, with effect from 1st of July this year, there was a period which was afforded the ratepayers to submit objections, because the valuation rule was signed by the city manager as required by law at the end of January. So we have to allow the ratepayers to view their values, new values, and then if they are disgruntled with the values, then they make objections. That's the requirement of the law which governs the preparation of valuation rules, the municipal property rate.
Right.
Then the objection period has been made from February up until to 18th of June, so that all the ratepayers who are not comfortable or who are not happy with the values, then they can object. Then, yes, they submitted objections. Which objections are submitted to the valuers, the professional valuers who have been preparing the valuation rolls for the city, as required by the law? Then the professional valuers, they have a period of at least the minimum 3 months to respond on the objections. Then the law requires us that while you are objecting as the ratepayer, while the ratepayer is objecting, it doesn't take away the responsibility of paying rates. And right. You don't pay rates on another value. You pay rates on the value of the valuation royalty.
I just want to come in there. How do you get these new evaluations? How do you get them? Do you go to estate agents? Do you send people around to have a look and say, that house there, I'm sure that's 2.4 mil. How do you come to these new figures?
Yes, the professional valuers, they've got the methodology they have to follow when they do the valuation. It's not necessarily that they must do physical verification for all properties, but they do physical verification to some properties. They use the market-related analysis in other properties. But they use all sorts of kind of available systems. These days we talk about Google Maps and all that. So they use that kind of information. But if I can explain that once the objection has been lodged, after the valuation roll has been published, once the objection has been lodged, then the valuers, they have to go back and do the physical verification to those who are objecting so that to certify that the value they've come up with is fair.
So what happens in the meantime then? Do people, like you say, have to carry on paying? Because it doesn't sound fair if all of a sudden you have to pay double per month because somebody may have made a mistake.
Yeah. Let me. The city, what the council has done, in terms of, because the council was mindful of the fact that they would be implementing a new valuation role, some values would have been increased, some values would have been gone down. Then what the council has done was to say, first of all, let's not increase the rate randage, which we normally charge based on the value of the property when we determine the budget, so when we increase the tariffs. Let's not increase the rate randage. Let's keep the rate randage at zero. Because there will be this kind of complaints or disgruntlement. Number two, because we are required by law to continue charging according to the new valuation rule, which is certified and implemented, then what the city has done to try and mitigate for those who have objected, the city said, okay, you have to pay for your rates, but what we'll do in the meantime, we will flag the accounts for all the ratepayers who have objected. So they must continue to pay for other services as they've been paying, like your electricity, your water, your refuse. And then we also suggested or advised the ratepayers that you must also pay for your rates if what you feel is comfortable for you according to your assessment.
Okay, Lekle, I tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to take one or two calls. Jonathan in Kempton Park. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi. I listened to this lady. She's unhappy because she's paying double. They just added a zero to mine. So going from just over 1,000 rand for my little small holding with no major improvements on to over 10,000 rand. So we've been paying everything we pay. We've carried on paying what we paid before. We've emailed, we've phoned. We had somebody there the other day, lodging the complaint and all the rest of it. But it falls on deaf ears. I mean, you don't get any justification to go up tenfold. It just makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah. Okay, Jonathan in Kempton Park. Greg in Johannesburg. Hi, Greg.
All right, yeah, I think maybe I'm quite fortunate. So my rates have gone up between 30 and 40%. It's increased by 800 rand a month. We have done the objection. The gentleman on the phone did confirm that they've got 3 months to come back to us. So I guess the question is, would we be credited if they reviewed our values? Yeah, and then when we were completing the objection, there was a section at the bottom that said, what have previous properties been sold for? Or what have other properties in your street been sold for? So I struggled to see the relevance between those properties and our house, and I'd like to understand more about this complex calculation that they refer to.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Greg in Johannesburg. Hello. Thanks so much for your call. Luckily, Greg's actually got a good point as well. We need to go back to the whole, number one, the whole system that is used to evaluate these houses, because it sounds like it's not working.
You mean Janet?
And I'm talking about, I'm talking to you about the system that was used to evaluate the prices on these houses. It sounds like they are incorrect. I'm looking at our switchboard at the moment. It's flickering like a Christmas tree with people saying they've also got incorrect evaluations. How exactly do you come up with these figures?
Yeah, you know the professional valuers are the ones who are doing this work. As I've explained, that they've got the methodology they use in terms of their standards. They use the market-related, in terms of the Act, the value should be market-related. And then they have to use a lot of methodologies, sales in the area. They can even do physical inspections, as I've already explained. But what I can say, the good thing about the Act, which is governing the profession of evaluation board, is that after you have objected and you still feel not happy with the outcome.
You've been through this, and I hear you. You have been through this, and we've discussed this now. But there seems to be a problem. I'm going to Tim in four ways. Hi, Tim. Now, your rates went from, what, 1,300 to 28,000?
That is correct, yes. It's a vacant piece of land that is not basically serviced, so, and with no fencing. So it went up from 1,300 to 28,000. I have, objected, and it came back actually with the same amount of appeal. I've even sent basically a legal basically demand actually from the authority, but they've been ignoring all my communication with them.
All right, Timbo, right, we hear what you have to say. I tell you what we're going to do is take a traffic break, and then coming back to Divisional Head of Revenue Management at the City of Ekurhuleni, Lihle Nzelu, asking the question this afternoon, if so many people are phoning in, there's got to be something wrong here. Been talking about property evaluations and double billing and escalating billing in the City of Ekurhuleni. We have on the line Divisional Head of Revenue Management at the City of Ekurhuleni, Lihle Nzelu. Lihle, I just want to come back to you. You've heard the complaints. In fact, I've got Anna in Germiston. She says her property, her factory is opposite an informal settlements. They've doubled her rates. This doesn't sound like it's making sense. Is there any chance that perhaps your city should go to the City of Johannesburg and say, all right, guys, it went wrong for you. What do we need to do here? Lihle?
Yes. I've already explained that the process to deal with any complaint, especially those who are complaining that they've been doubled, they feel that the value which has been put in their properties is not fair, the objection period or the objection they've lost is going to deal with that. I also want to respond to the question which was raised by one of the ratepayers regarding the increase, where he wanted to know what if the objection comes back in his favour. Is he going to be credited? Yes, that's what the law asks. That's what the law commands us to do. If your value was reversed or was reduced, then you will be credited whatever extra payment you have done with regards to rate. But if your value was not reduced, remains as it is, or it's increased, then you'll have to pay the shortfall. And then I come to Temba, I don't know whether Temba, the property for Temba is in Soweto or Temba is in Soweto. I would really appreciate if you can give me the details of his property if it's in the city of Ekurhuleni, so that I can look at his case, also refer to the valuation so that they can attend.
Right.
Same like the ratepayer who called from Kempton Park, who was complaining about being 1,000 rand and then moved to 10,000 rand, because I need to have those specific cases so that I can deal with them.
All right. I just want to go to Anna. Anna, we just spoke about your case. Hi, good afternoon. Now, did you complain after your factory, which is opposite an informal settlement, they doubled your rates? What happened next?
Hi there, Ray. Yes, we have. In fact, our whole little business park there got together and we did the objections. We all sent in our objections. They fell on deaf ears. We've complained to our councillors because the City of Ekurhuleni does nothing. In fact, they do nothing to clean up the area. I don't in fact know why we pay rates at all, because there is just about zero services. We beg them to come and collect our rubbish, which only happens about once a month. And we have to literally run off to the truck to go and fetch, to clean up our rubbish. So I really don't understand how our properties have improved. They sent us on our bill that our properties have increased in value, they've improved in value, and therefore the rates have to be improved. I mean, we're opposite an informal settlement, which is never taken care of by Kurulini. We continuously complain about it, and Kurulini does nothing. We feel so sorry about these people that live there, but nonetheless, how does this improve the value of our properties?
Yeah. Okay, Anna in Germiston. Sure, literally, I could actually go through a whole list of people phoning in at the moment. There seems to be a massive, massive problem with this. Again, I asked the question, and perhaps we're going to carry on going round in circles. There has to be a re-evaluation of the system that you're using, because it clearly is not working.
I don't want to say the system is not working. The system is working, but every system will have its limitations or its shortfalls. That's why the Act, the Municipal Property Rights Act, make a provision that because the law preparers, they were mindful of the fact that once the values are out, then there will be those who will be disgruntled. Then they must be given an opportunity so that their cases can be reviewed. We had discussions with our valuers that at least By the end of next week, we need to get some responses on the objections, because we need to respond to the repairs. They need to know what's going on, because there is nothing else we can do outside the law. That's the unfortunate part. Everything we do, we must do it within the law. So that's why we allowed even those who didn't object on the 18th of October of June. We continue to allow them to follow the other process so that we can look at their cases. So it's not like as if the city is not listening. The city is listening. Yes, but if a ratepayer doesn't come forward with the case and then expect the city will just make a solution, it's not going to work.
Okay. Actually, I'll have to leave it there.
He's very mindful of the situation and the city.
Okay. I'm going to have to leave it there. Lihle Nzelu, he's the divisional head of revenue and management at the city of Ekurhuleni. I think this is a discussion that's going to go round and round and round. Solutions, please. Solutions to this. Maybe the city of Johannesburg, we can chat to you about this. How exactly did you get this right, eventually get it right, because you also had a bit of a nightmare, where the city of Ekurhuleni is getting it absolutely wrong, I'm afraid.